Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. At least we hope they are a moment of pause and reflection that is helpful for the living of these days. I am looking again at Gordon Livingston, important book, you can get it, where he says in the midst of this book, forgiving and forgetting are not the same thing. Forgiving and forgetting are not the same thing. You've heard a lot of people say, forgive and forget. And you say, I think I can do the forgiving part. I'm not sure about the forgetting. Maybe this will help you. Fred Craddock tells the story about a woman who was cleaning out a few drawers there in the bedroom and found some receipts from her husband, motels that he had been in. And she came and confronted him with the receipts and his many adulteries. And then he said, wait here just a moment. I'll be right back. And he got in his car and he went away there. And soon he came back with a different car, a brand new Cadillac convertible, kind of car that she had always wanted. And he came and he brought it to her and said, look and see, this is yours now. And she looked at what he tried to glaze over by bringing a new convertible. And she finally concluded to him and told him to his face, I could forgive you for your indiscretions, but I cannot forgive you for this car, thinking it would make the difference. She divorced him. And anytime I tell this story, there are women in the group that will ask me, did she keep the car? And I'm glad to tell you that she did. It was Nelson Mandela who said in 1999, as he addressed all of these people coming together for interreligious conversations in South Africa, he said, there is no future without forgiveness. Desmond Tutu picked up on that phrase, and one of my prized possessions is a signed copy of that book that he wrote, There Is No Future Without Forgiveness. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, and I am now wishing all of you the very best.